You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
The following podcast was recorded on September 5th, 2021, between the hours of 5:11 p.m. and 5:35 p.m. Events occur in real time. You're doing, but here on Post Show Recaps, it's the worst day ever. That's right, it's worst day ever. That 24 season one recap podcast here on Post Show Recaps. I'm Josh Wigler, joined here by Emily Fox, who's looking pretty sleepy, just gonna curl up at the edge of a bed and take a sinister nap.
I'm so tired, Josh. I'm so tired.
Most tired I've ever been. This episode of 24, for those who just listen to the podcasts and don't watch the show or haven't watched the show in a long time and are just getting the refresher by listening to the podcasts, you should know, I guess, spoiler alert for the end of this episode, it just concludes with Terry Bauer ominously curling up at the edge of a bed and taking a nap.
Well, the worst part about it is that the chord structure of the music changes really drastically. Like, it does all these, like, tritones and stuff. So you're like, whoa. Is something wrong?
Something spooky.
Yeah, like what happened?
Nothing.
Like
she got
something
tired.
Something you hear in like Halloween, the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was really weird. It was creepy.
She was very sleepy.
I was like, did she lie down wrong on the bed? And they're like, dung. And they're like, oh yeah, she broke her spine.
Oh yeah. It's like she laid down in a weird position. She's like, oh, my rib. And so that's where they ended it.
My burst cyst.
My burst cyst. Oh my God. All right. Well, there's a lot to talk about with Terry
More
Bauer
than
this
just
week.
A cyst.
There's a lot going on with Terry Bauer.
There's another life.
There's a whole other life to consider. There's also a ton going on with Jack Bauer and David Palmer face to face. The meet and greet, Emily.
Listen, it was.
I got to say, I am pretty excited that Tony Almeida officially meets David Palmer first, even though it doesn't seem like David Palmer really cares for Tony Almeida. Tony Almeida's just doing his job.
He's like, can you please step aside and shave your soul patch?
Senator Palmer, I think you're really cool. I can't just take you to Jack Bauer.
He's
though.
Like, get out of the way.
I'd get fired. You don't want me to lose my job. I don't care. Oh, okay. Well, that sucks. I guess I'm not voting for you anymore.
Oh, no.
So there's a lot going on. We're going to talk about all of that a little more. We're getting clued in on the connection between David and Jack. In fact, it's kind of explicit by this episode. So much to go over here. Emily, very quickly, just the hi, how are you? How you doing?
I'm great, Josh.
Remember when you got punched in the face by a car the other night? How did that happen? Just really quickly. Really quickly.
I went to bend down and get stuff out of the back seat and
of
didn't
a car.
Realize that the car roof
that
was
the car
right
was lower
there.
Than you had judged.
Yeah, and I directly hit my temple into the car.
You punched yourself in the face
really
the car.
Hard. It was really hard.
It was very loud. I was like, "What was that?" You go, "That's my face."
It hurts so
you go,
much.
That was my face. And your poor
Ow,
face ballooned
face.
Up instantly. Oh, it was so rough. It
yeah,
really
I
rough.
Kind of know what it feels like to be anybody in the fight scenes.
I don't know if that's necessarily
I feel
true.
Like Kevin did.
Like Kevin. Oh, yeah. Like Kevin Carroll?
Yeah, where he got like punched a bunch of times.
That's right. Ow. That's right. So send some vibes to poor Emily, who punched herself in the face with a car in Rhode Island the other day. It was a lot. It was a lot.
It hurt so much.
It was not particularly nice looking. Before we continue, a quick word from our sponsors for this episode of Worst Day Ever. Those are our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it could be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Sadly, Emily, I don't think that there's much that Geico could have done for you in the case of Emily Fox versus the car. I think you were kind of on your
personal
own
injury
on that one.
Based on klutziness.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the policy to come out that covers being Emily Fox.
We're all still waiting on that.
The liability would be
you're
high.
You're a classic person. You're not a bad guy.
I'm not a bad guy.
You're just classic. You're the best.
I run into a lot of
oh
things.
Oh my God,
I just don't
understand
spatially where I'm supposed to be.
It's so good. All right, let's talk about the episode. It's 2 to 3 p.m. This is the 15th episode of 24 Season 1. It begins with the assassin and Elizabeth from the Palmer administration doing it. They're banging.
Do you like what I said?
Yes. Emily kind of gasped aloud and goes, oh, what a sensual scene. As these two are very like sensually kissing each other.
Yeah, I mean, they did like the classic network TV moves of like everything possible to show that it's happening without showing anything.
Correct.
Very silly.
At CTU, David Palmer and Tony Almeida are having a little bit of a standoff. He's demanding to talk to Jack Bauer. Tony can't just do that. And David says, we'll talk to your boss again and see if you can. Tony goes, all right. Do you want any water? He's like, I don't want water. So he calls Chappelle. He tells Chappelle, like, I can't keep stonewalling this guy. That's David Palmer. He's a very important guy.
Yeah.
That sounded like Gaines whispering.
Yeah, it did.
So Chappelle says, all right, well, let me see. I'm gonna figure out what's going on here. Meanwhile, Milo has been like learning a few things about some of the people who may have come into town to cause some mischief for David Palmer. There's this one guy named Alexis Drazen. Alexis Drazen is the name of a person who landed in D.C. for a few days, kind of a regular. We don't know what that's all about. At 2:04, Terry and Kim are taken to the safe house.
Seems like a decent house.
It seems pretty nice. We don't really check into the house quite yet, but they're on the road to the
safe
house.
How does one determine a safe house? That's my really, like, I would love to be the designer of a safe house.
That's a good job.
Right?
That would be a great, like, HGTV show called Safe House.
Yeah!
Where it's all about, like,
Yo, Discovery Plus, hit us up.
Yo, D Plus, let's talk. Meanwhile, Jack Bauer's talking to Alberta Green. He's like, I'm really tired of talking all of this stuff. Can I take a break? I need to talk to my family. And Alberta's like, yeah, well, your family's in transit. Like, they're what? And so
screw
they're
your family,
they're
Jack.
Being moved, and he hasn't been informed, and so he's pissed. He's very upset. He does not like that he has not been informed about the movements of his family.
Does he know that Janet died?
I think he's aware at this point.
Wait, Janet's dead?
I think he knows that Janet's gone. I maybe not. I'm not sure. I thought you meant Jamie at first. I think
Jamie knows. No,
I don't know about
Janet.
Anyway, so we check back in with the assassin Elizabeth. It would have seemed by the time it's 2:07 that they were banging for a cool 10 minutes front to back. Cause I think that they start,
what?
I think they start making out.
How can you tell?
I think they start making out in like the last 3 minutes of last episode. And now it's 2:07. So
God.
Frankly, probably the banging was shorter. Either way, is that inappropriate? It's a real time show,
Emily.
You just
said front to back.
Oh, that does make it seem a little awkward. Well, I don't know what they did. They didn't show us. She's going to go to Nevada. She's like, you want to come? He's like, well, if you want me to, I am the assassin. Like, yeah. I would love to
follow you wherever you
to
go.
Wherever David's going to be, because I would love to kill that guy.
Give me the exact coordinates, please.
I believe that's how he speaks. So he's like, yes, please. I would love to go to Nevada with you. I would love to kill that guy. she's taking a shower. He's spying on her stuff. She says, come into the shower. He goes, I'll be right there. Then David Palmer, what? Is there a problem here?
No, David. These
God.
Recaps, man.
I'm sorry.
Ow, it's making my eye hurt.
Your poor eye. Oh, Emily. Oh, my sweet love. David Palmer is like on the phone with somebody above Ryan Chappelle. And then Ryan Chappelle comes and is like, I can't let you in. Jack Bauer's under arrest. And this other guy calls Chappelle and says like,
hey,
yeah,
it's the Pentagon. We're letting him come
out. Yeah, like he's going to talk to him. And so he goes, oh, well, thank you for helping me cut through the red tape. Trying to put some lipstick on a pig here, but we know who just got spanked. It's Ryan Chappelle. It's been put in the corner, to back.
So that guy's not trough tough.
No, he is not trough tough. Chappelle, no way. Chappelle tells Tony to go talk to Jack. Tony goes to Jack. First things first, before Tony comes and gets Jack, he goes, Jack, I just want you to know your family's okay. What a bro. What a solid guy. He's like, I just want you to know. I know you're probably really worried. Jack's like, thanks, Tony. God, we're fast friends, aren't we? Yeah. And so he brings him in. On the way, on the walk and talk, Jack like sees Milo. He's like, Milo, I'm so sorry. I totally spilled all of your M&Ms earlier this morning, or your peanuts, or whatever the hell those things were.
Trail mix.
Your trail mix. Jack Bauer walks into the room. He's like, but what? David Palmer? Senator Palmer? And Senator Palmer, like, this scene is incredible.
I loved it.
Kiefer and Dennis Haysbert together. Magic.
Yes.
You love this.
They should go back out on the road. They should do another film together.
Take their act on the road. I love that idea very much, actually. I would love to see Dennis Haysbert and Kiefer Sutherland now, you know, 20 years after this all was shot, doing a different project
like
together.
Like a Pacino-esque.
Yeah, Pacino,
sort of
De Niro.
Reunion.
Yeah, Righteous Kill 2. This would be very good. So Jack is like, oh my God, so what do you want to talk about? This is so crazy that you're here. He's like, I want to know why you're trying to kill me. It's this big comedy of errors that gets resolved relatively quickly. Like, Palmer knows that, like, he authorized the mission of Operation Nightfall in Kosovo. I told you to kill Victor Drazen, who's, like, this dictator who's caused all sorts.
So we know Drazen lines up with another Drazen we heard of earlier.
We've been hearing the words Drazen connected to a couple of people, the name Drazen. And so there was this guy, Victor Drazen. A Drazen in the sun. Jack was ordered to kill alongside six other men. Jack was the only survivor. He said, you blame me for the deaths of those men. Why were you trying to kill me? He's like, I'm not trying to kill you. I'm trying to protect you. And Jack like has to like check himself. He's like, I can't snap at this guy. This guy's going to be the president someday. And so he like stops himself. He explains what happened. And then Palmer gets like, you know, really surprised. Like, oh, this. So people are trying to kill us for revenge. And Jack's like, yeah, that's what's going on. And Palmer's like, shit. And then we cut to 216. Then we go to the safe house. Nina takes Terry and Kim inside. She goes,
I literally thought we go to the steakhouse is what you said.
Oh, and then they go to the steakhouse.
They go to Outback Steakhouse.
They go to the Sizzler. Hey, Shooter, we're going to the Sizzler. And so she introduces Terry and Kim to Paulson and Breer, two of CTU's finest. These two characters.
You're really putting them in the recap?
Yeah, Paulson and Breer. You know,
I want one out and one in.
They've been name checked. One's outside, one's inside as two of CTU's finest here at the safe house, as the opening of every episode is reminding us that Terry and Kim are in danger. Surely everything's going to go great. So Terry drinks water from the faucet at one point and then takes a pregnancy test. Emily asked, did she drink that water so she could pee for the pregnancy test?
I mean, she gave herself a good cool 10 seconds to be able to do that.
Palmer and Jack catch up, and Palmer like gives his side of the story that he was like the head of a committee for like covert ops back in the Senate. And they both got connected. Palmer like hooked up with this guy, Robert Ellis, who does off the book stuff that would be able to staff a mission to Kosovo. And that's where Jack Bauer and his team came in. So like Robert Ellis is this like sweaty guy in New Orleans who's like sort of like,
he's so sweaty.
He's really sweaty. Well, New Orleans is very, very muggy.
I know.
Sometimes.
Get that guy a Biore strip.
You know, humid. And so,
good Lord.
I'm blanking on the name of the actor. I'm sorry that I don't
he
have
looks
this
so
handy.
Familiar. What is he from?
Well, I don't know what you would know him from. The big connection for me is another Fox series. He had a very important role on Prison Break. He was he was prison guard Brad Bellick, not Bill Belichick, but they kind of look sort of similar-ish, I think. And he's like the sweaty guy here. He's like this terrible prison officer in Prison Break.
Is he sweaty in that too?
Yeah. And then
is he just
like,
a sweaty character?
They keep him on the show for much longer than they should.
Okay, move on.
I think he makes it four seasons. Okay, I don't remember. Anyway, so
we have a limited amount of time. Go.
So Ellis, like, they give you like this introduction to this guy. Like, he's going to be like this really big, important character in New Orleans. And it's a cool idea. It's like 24 in New Orleans. Like, I kind of want to see what's going on with all that. And he's like playing dice games with a guy. And he's like, don't look at me. Palmer calls him and he's like, I'm in a room with Jack Bauer. And Ellis is like, that's not what I was supposed to do. Like, you guys should have never met. This is no good. And they're like, well, someone's trying to kill us. It's the 2-year anniversary today of Operation Nightfall. People want us dead. And so I was like, all right, sweet. Let me just bust out my little sophisticated for 2001 laptop. We'll get to work. We'll try and figure out what's going on. Meanwhile, at the safe house, Terry Bauer is pregnant. We find out that she is pregnant.
I freaking called it.
Yeah, you did. You nailed that.
Because apparently there's like no other plot line to give a woman.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Sherry and the rest of the Palmers, they return to the hotel. They are not going to Nevada, it turns out. Elizabeth calls the hot assassin, who you do not think is hot, and lets him know. And he goes, I can still smell your perfume on my skin.
What a creepy thing to
really
say.
Really gross. He's having lunch with Jelko Ivanek.
He's having the best day ever.
He's having a pretty good day so far, it would seem.
I would say it's going well for him.
Of the characters we've seen, I feel like no one has had like a better succession of minutes. Like, he showed up, he put on sunglasses, he killed a bunch of people pretty effortlessly, then he had sex, and then he had lunch with this dude.
He might have had sex twice too, because he went into the shower.
It's possible. It would have been pretty quick, because he then gets to lunch pretty fast. But he's having lunch with Jelko Ivanek, who we have previously heard identified as Mr. Drazen.
Oh.
We have heard this guy identified as Mr. Drazen. And okay. So Mr. Drazen and Hot Assassin
are brothers.
Well, there's certainly some connection there, right? Because, well, it's explicit. It's explicit in this scene because there's a waitress named Martina, or at least she reminds me of Martina.
Yeah, she's not named Martina.
And this guy says to Mr. Drazen, he says, our sister is dead, Andre. So now we have a first name, Andre Drazen. Is what we're hearing about this guy. And he says, don't worry, I will kill David Palmer by midnight. At the safe house, Kim sees Terry's pregnancy test. And Terry's like, yeah, it's nothing to worry about. And Kim's like, oh, whew, I was really worried for a minute. And Terry's like, well, seeing that reaction, I guess I should tell you now that I am for sure pregnant. And Kim's like, but wait, you only had sex like 4 hours ago. She's like, no. You're an idiot. That's not what's happening.
Yeah, do you understand how this works?
She's like, wait, you and Dad were trying to have a baby and you didn't tell me. And Terry's like, no, you're being horrible right now.
Yeah, basically.
This was an oops, and I was not looking for this at all. And I would love a little empathy from you. And she closes the door on Kim, and it's great. Wow, we are really cutting it close on this one.
Yeah, hurry up.
Oh,
let's go.
Bob Ellis calls in Milo on the phone to, like, give him some information, a password to a server, whatever it is. I forgot what the password is, but it's not Life Sucks.
It's like Foothill 25.
It's not Life Sucks, all lowercase. At 2:32, Terry and Kim, they've like gotten over. It's like, I'm sorry I was being so mean. It's okay. Do you want to call Dad? Yeah, let's call Dad right now.
Guess what? He's busy.
He's busy. Tony's like, sorry, he can't talk right now. I'll listen to whatever you have to say, though. And she's like, I don't really feel like I could tell you that. Okay, all right. Nina wants to interview Terry, and Kim's like, cool, I'll go to my room. And she steals Nina's cell phone.
And she calls freaking Rick.
You called this, too. You're like, is the rest of the day going to be about like Kim finding Rick? And like, so far, like, Rick's not off the show yet.
So annoying. It's so stupid. Talk about having empathy. You have empathy for the guy who freaking kidnapped you, not your own mother.
Yeah.
And unbelievable.
So she tells Rick, like, you got to turn yourself in. He's like, I can't. I'm not like you. I don't come from a good family. The system's not going to do it for me. And so he's like, I got to think about this.
He's like, ow, my arm. Ow, my eye.
Yes. Like that. Yeah, except he didn't get punched in the arm with a car. At 2:36, David is just like having a hard time. He gets a call from Sherry Palmer. She wants to know what's going on. He explains, like, I'm at CTU. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And he's like spent. He's like, this is just a revenge plot. It's not about me running for president. It's not about me being black. It's just revenge for taking out Victor Drazen. And Jack's like, do you want to talk about it? And David's like, you want to talk to me? Well, after everything you've been through? And he's like, oh, I've just realized I've been a really bad father to my son, Keith. I will take you up on the opportunity to spill my guts. And Jack's like, look, it's all of this is tough. Being a father, being a son, being a daughter, everything is really hard. Being a human is really difficult, is basically what Jack is saying. And David Palmer's like, man, I really like you. I'm so sorry I yelled at you.
They decide to look through packets of papers together.
Pretty much.
But then he has to leave soon because you need to hurry up.
They're going to go through the stacks.
Josh, we're running out of time.
Yeah, oh my God. Listen, I'm trying to read my notes really, really quickly. Yes, they go through the notes on page 4, the second paragraph. This is where they find out that Victor Drazen had his wife and daughter in the bunker that was blown up where he died.
So,
and that was not in the initial report. And they're like, oh, no.
This is a lot to do with it. Martina might have been one of them.
This is news to Jack and Palmer, it appears, that yeah. neither of them knew that this was going to happen. So, like, Jack especially is very stunned that this is, like, an eye for an eye type of situation. And so Palmer says, like, we need to add security to Jack's family. He calls Chappelle on the CTU intercom. And Emily, you were very impressed with Palmer's ability to just, like, immediately run that intercom. Like, he totally knew.
Yeah, he's at CTU for the first time ever, and he already knows how to work their phone
system. We have this phone at my house. Yeah. And so he just, like, calls Chappelle. And I know Chappelle's direct line.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's going to call and, like, this is not good. We got to figure this out. So Palmer's just flexing real hard. And as I say flexing, I, too, am flexing. I flexed twice. Terry is being interviewed by Nina, and over the course of the interview, Terry figures out that Nina and Jack had sex together front to back. She goes, it was you, wasn't it? While Jack and I were on a break, and Nina's like, maybe.
But then she like turns, like, this is an maybe. Awkward confrontation to have on camera while you're being recorded for like official use.
Oh, it's terrible. And so Nina like turns
terrible.
It off, and Terry's like, I can't do the interview anymore. And Nina's like, I get it. Go take a nap. So she goes to take a break. This is when David Palmer has to leave, and he like tells Chappelle, he's like, reinstate Jack Bauer. And Chappelle's like, I can't do that.
And then, like, Alberta's like, no!
Alberta's like, no, don't give him his old job back. That's my job now. And David's like, you gotta put in Jack Bauer. Put him in. Like, you're not keeping him on the bench. And Chappelle's like, I don't know. And David's like, Chappelle,
do you need me to call
Pentagon? Do you want me to call your dad? And Jack's like, just provisionally, at the end of the day, do whatever you want, but no one knows what's going on better than I do. Put me back out there. And so they all agree that that's what's going to happen. So they're down with it. David tells Jack, like, you know how you all want me to go to Nevada? Not going to do that. I'm staying here. We know that they want us dead by the end of the day. Day is more than half over. Let's flush them out. Otherwise, we're going to look over our shoulders for the rest of our lives. Let's do this today. And Jack's like, wow. You're a badass. And if David winks at him and then looks at the camera and goes, I know. It was a really meta moment in the show.
I like to think that they like got together and drank like a Michelob Ultra at the end of the day.
A Mick Ultra.
Yeah.
You can't shell out for something a little fancier
than
Mick
Ultra. No, it's like a classic,
Ultra.
Like, yeah.
Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. But they shake hands. I'm sorry for misjudging you, Jack. You seem like in another universe. You would be my best friend. So maybe in that next show that we're talking about, if we make the next movie.
I'm going to start working on the screenplay now.
I like it. Nina starts interviewing Kim. It doesn't go great. Then Jack calls Nina to talk to Terry.
Terry's still really upset about her earlier learning of Nina
so
being...
she's cold on the phone with
she's
Jack.
She's like, I'm not telling you anything about my pregnancy.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
And Jack's like, you sound funny. What's going on? She's like, nothing. I'm like, what? Something. She's like, no.
The absurdity. The absurdity of the ways in which this plot line has twisted and turned.
So Bob Ellis then calls Jack from the bathroom. He's like, oh, I think I know who's stealing all these files and why there's like a thing. And I can't wait to talk to Milo about blah, 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 blah. And he starts like getting choked out from behind by a guy front to back. Somebody has come in to kill Bob Ellis. And so Bob Ellis, this character who's just been introduced, is like this guy who seems like he could be a big deal. They just kill him.
That last pour of sweat just dribbled down his face at the end.
So he dies. 24 loves to like introduce a character who seems like they're going to be really, really cool, and then they just like kill him.
I expected this.
Within this very same episode?
Yeah, I did.
I remember being really disappointed by it at the time. I was like, this guy seemed cool. We had to just kill him right now? And they're like, yeah.
They were like,
him.
We can't keep up with all of his demands on set.
Also, boo on Jack Bauer, Fox, because he
should
like,
have known.
He's listening in on the call. He's like, Bob, can you hear me? And like, he's just hearing the struggle and he doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
He just waits too long. Not that like anything was going to change, but like, he's just sort of like listening. He's like, Bob, I'm still here. Just know someone's here with you. There's a friendly voice. You got this, Bob. He doesn't got this. He's dead. Then the episode ends with Terry curling up at the edge of a bed for a nap. It's been a long day in her defense, but why it's presented so ominously is a good question.
It is a very good question.
Emily Fox, we cleared it. We had a minute to go, and that was the episode. Letter
hey, listen,
grade.
I give it an A plus.
A plus? Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I think the Jack and David interaction was so good. I loved how absurd the Terry plotline turned into, and like the fact that Kim's defending Rick in any shape. Way, shape, or form is just ridiculous to me.
Yeah, so the Terry and Kim stuff, just a warning, is going to be like utterly ridiculous for the rest of the day. Some really crazy stuff that we're going to get to talking about,
boy.
I think, as soon as next week. So
also,
look
they
out
were
for
eating
that.
The grossest food. Did
they
you
were,
notice
but they
that
were
they
so
were,
happy. They were so happy.
They were like, this really gross potato salad in a one cup Tupperware is great.
Oh, my God.
On that note.
Well, we'll talk about it more next week. We are going to have the ability to do a longer episode next week. So we'll see if you got your feedback. You can send it in josh@postshowrecaps.com. Also, a quick shout that over at the Post Show Recaps Patreon, something you may want to know, $15 tier is changing. We used to have wombat hats at that $15 tier. If you want that, this is the last month you can get it. So if you're holding out for that, to sign up for the Post Show Recaps Patreon, you're going to want to sign up right now. Patreon.com/postshowrecaps. Signing up at that $15 tier in September is your last opportunity to get a Wigglers Wombat's hat.
So and it's worth it. They're the best.
They're pretty fun. If you want one of those, it's going to happen. So that's the thing. Patreon.com/postshowrecaps. That's the word from me. We're going to close it out here. We'll be back next week talking episode 16. Until then, everybody, take care. Bye-bye.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.